T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Before we called their name, and you know, you may have picked up on it, you know, I look around the table and say, is everybody comfortable? Is this our guy?
Is that unanimous? Everybody wants to do that? These guys too?
Make sure.
Make sure. Check these guys. Go ahead.
Make sure, Jerry.
Just make sure. Everybody?
When you get everybody shaking their head, you know, it gives you confidence to go up and make that pick.
Sabres Embedded, building the pipeline. It debuts tonight on Sabres YouTube at 7 p.m. Really looking forward to that. That was the voice of Kevin Adams at the most recent draft, where Buffalo fortified the stable with 3 first round picks. Ryan Miller, of course, was much later in the draft in 1999, went on to become the winningest netminder in team history. His jersey goes to the rafters on January the 19th of this coming season. If you missed it off the top, that's when Ryan Miller night will be. Really excited for that. If you're looking to guarantee yourself a spot for Ryan Miller night, full season ticket packages are available now. Half season ticket packages are available starting on Monday. Those will, of course, guarantee that you will be in the building for that special night. And, you know, you don't ever have to go too far to make connections, quite frankly, in life, but certainly within the game. And if we're sitting here talking about and getting ready to celebrate Ryan, as we should, it's hard not to think of what the hockey world lost last night in young Ben Stelter, 6 years old, the face of the Oilers franchise last season and their playoff run. And when you think of Ryan's own personal support of his young cousin, and everything that he did for this community, you can't help but mourn with the hockey world today, with the Oilers and the Stelter family, at the loss of just an incredibly influential and courageous young boy.
Yeah, that was a tough news coming through the social media feed yesterday, knowing that Ben had passed away at 6. He was diagnosed with brain cancer when he was only 4 years old, and battled and was an inspiration to not just the Oilers and players like Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, but to the whole hockey world. And to be honest with you, a lot of NHL teams, a lot of NHL players, some who have never even met Ben, just really felt his story and his courageous battle. And when the word from his dad on social media came through that Ben had passed away, it was extremely sad. And he's going to be remembered and for a long time through the hockey community for his courage and his just his joy to be at hockey games and supporting the Oilers.
There are a lot of things wrong with the game. The Oilers are to be commended for everything they did right for Ben and his family. The extra mile, and obviously without hesitation, like, there was such a genuine love for what the players were able to do with him, the creation of his own hockey card. Like Connor and Leon were so much a part of this, but so was Zach Hyman, who was in his first year with the Oilers. Like it went all the way through. And Marty, I would say this, like one of the greatest things, and this is not to, you know, the reason we love sports is it pits one side against the other. It's competition at the highest level, and there has to be a winner and a loser. But there can be a level of decorum in all of this. You don't have to physically or, you know, verbally hate the other side just because you're in a battle against them. So when you see teams like their first round opponent, the LA Kings, going out of their way to put Ben on the highest stage when he was able to come there and be there for a playoff, you know what? Like that's where you see that people can get it. And you just hope that there's more ways out there to continue doing stuff like that.
The Calgary Flames, the Battle of Alberta, the Calgary Flames are like, we're all with you, Ben. Like that is the animosity, and you felt it in some of the A days, Duffer. You were out there in Alberta and you know, there's a line between Calgary and Alberta that you can't cross if you are a fan of one team or the other. And the Flames were all supportive. The clip that we showed on MSG, for those that are driving around, we just showed a clip on MSG of Ben in the hallway high-fiving the Oilers as they're going on the ice. That was, I believe, in Calgary during the Battle of Alberta this year.
Yeah. So our condolences again to Ben's family and the Oilers. And we'll see their special remembrance undoubtedly throughout the course of this upcoming season. We were talking before the break, Marty, about the projections through NHL.com, the fantasy projections for certain members of the Sabres that are up on the front page of NHL.com today as Buffalo is in the spotlight for 32 in 32. We mentioned before the break that their projection for Tage Thompson was 55 points. Their projection for Rasmus Dahlin was 50. Continuing along this fantasy vein, Owen Power in his first full NHL season, they project at 44 points. Your thoughts?
I think that is appropriate. And the reason I'm saying it's appropriate, only one rookie defenseman last year went above 44 points. That was Mo Sider of the Detroit Red Wings. He won the Rookie of the Year. He had 50. Jamie Drysdale had a really nice season with Anaheim at 32. Alexander Carrier, who was on the all-rookie team, and we were like, who is this guy? Nashville defenseman had 30. Sean Durzi, 27. We like Durzi with the LA Kings. So to get over 30, to get over 40 is a special season. I mentioned Rasmus Dahlin, his first NHL season, he had 44 points.
Yes.
So that is, I think, what the number comes from, is saying, hey, first overall pick, although Dahlin was coming right out of his draft year, Owen Power is a year later, and now having played some games in the NHL, I would think 44 is the right marker for over-under, but I'm going to put pressure on Owen and say, if you're listening, Owen, I'm projecting over.
Do you think that because of their projections here that you're seeing a lower number for Dahlin because of the pretty staunch number here for Power and expectation?
It could be, because at some point you have to put it all together with the six defensemen.
Yeah, you got to divide the pie, especially on the power play, right?
If you expect the Sabres to be, let's see, a top half defense production team in the NHL, well, you got to figure out who was in the top half last year, how many points did they get, and spread that towards your six defensemen. So I think that maybe Dahlin got a few points taken away from him because Power is going to get some points. But at the same time, I feel that it may take away from other players. So Henry Jokiharju, for example, for me, is maybe a guy that will drop a little bit, especially if he plays with Power and Power has the puck a lot more, then maybe you don't see Henry Jokiharju's numbers go up because Power will take away some of those points. But I don't think that it affects Dahlin and Power together, because I think those two eventually will always continue to climb and get to that, I hope, 60 points. Like, I hope both of them, that the Sabres could have two defensemen in the top 10 in scoring and both at 55 to 60 points in a couple of years from now.
Yeah, I'll say this. It's not a common reference point, although we do kind of go around it a fair amount through the course of a season. But Buffalo's defense corps last year produced 144 points. The league leaders were Colorado at 238.
Yes.
Which again, based on everything you just said, is not surprising. Now, it's a bit of an anomaly. I mean, they steamrolled Florida at the number two spot by 25 points.
The only team with two defensemen in the top 10 is Colorado, right? It's yeah. Kale McCarr and Devontae's who played yeah. together. So they're the only that they produce from the back end all season long.
Right. And there's no formula that says this is the way it has to be a winner in today's NHL. Obviously, no. It didn't hurt Colorado having this type of push from the back line, a push that they will undoubtedly still have for years to come, because even if they move off of Samuel Girard, who played a big role in this 238 points, he did not get the opportunity to play a big role in the course of the postseason. The Panthers, the Predators, the Flames, and the Hurricanes were rounding out the top five when it came to last year's top point producing defense corps. Now, back to the forward ranks, and final one from a fantasy projection from NHL.com as it pertains to a Sabre skater. He's looking for his first full season with the team. They have Alex Tuch at 56.
Okay, so Alex Tuch, if he was to get 56 points this year, would be his highest in his career. He had 52 points in his second full season with Vegas, and he scored 20 goals. So again, you talked about Tage Thompson. How many goals does he get? How many assists does he get? How does that affect the point total? If you follow Alex Tuch's point percentage or points per game effort from last season, and he plays 82 games, that's 62 points. So I liked what Alex Tuch brought to the game last year. Actually, his first 15 games were really good in point production, and then it dropped a little bit. But so I would say that is correct on Alex Tuch to say that 56. Would I like to see it at 60? Absolutely. Do I think that 20-plus goal is a must for Alex Tuch? Absolutely. And you know what? He's only got 20-plus goal once in his career. So I would like to see career numbers in goals, career numbers in points, and maybe that is 20 goals, 36 assists, 56 points. I think he can get to 60 points plus, but I think that's a fair assessment for Alex Tuch.
Fair is absolutely the word I would use in that regard. Again, you can check all this out at NHL.com. One more thing that we will do to extrapolate from this article and articles, if you will, on NHL.com today is they zero in on, you know, the really just kind of how you're looking at the Sabres and their expectations. I would focus in before we take a quick break and do fill in the blank on their choice of three questions facing the Buffalo Sabres. Their first one is, how will Owen Power handle the pressure in his first full NHL season? Do you feel that this is a significant question? Like, when you're sitting here thinking about this upcoming season, is that a question that definitely comes to mind for you?
No, it is not. It was not even like when I saw the title, three questions regarding the Sabres, I thought, okay, goaltending has got to be one, right? Mm-hmm. And it is question number two from NHL.com. So goaltending, Craig Anderson, Eric Comrie, how does that play out? Where does UPL fit in? Like, goaltending is a big question. It has been now for a couple of seasons, and it will be for a couple more. So that is one. Two, I figured it had to be about Victor Olofsson, Casey Mittelstadt, maybe even Quinn and Paterka. How does that all play into the Sabres moving forward, especially this year? But never would I ever have thought that Owen Power handling the pressure in his first full NHL season was going to be there. Why? Because there's Dahlin, there's Samuelson, there's Joakim Aro, they got Lyubushkin. I think he's pretty much insulated to not feel like he has to do it on his own, by himself. He can just chill, play his game. So that's definitely not a question that's on my mind going into this season with the Sabres.
As Marty mentioned, the two other questions, the Anderson-Comrie tandem, can it provide a chance to win consistently? And the third question for NHL.com, can Casey Mittelstadt meet expectations? I think that's
Do you think Power will feel the pressure?
Oh, I that's a different question.
How will he be able to handle it?
Yes. Am I concerned about it enough to put it as one of my three questions? No, I wouldn't. I don't think it would have ever registered. And that's neither right or wrong. That just comes down to your own personal opinion. But he would fall into the kind of least of my worries category, you know? So we'll leave it at that. So
how about this? Happy birthday, Don Granato, again. But how is Don Granato going to be able to push the right button again as he did in the second half of the last season? Mm-hmm. Like that's a question. Like it's you know, when a rookie comes in, you always wonder about that sophomore jinx. And listen, the players don't think about it. The coaches definitely don't think about it. But how is Don Granato going to adjust in his second year now that with the success they had in the second half of last season? I think that could be a question.
I'm going to put that one in the category of power. And you know why?
Because you know Don.
No. It's because when I find myself talking with people that I know or people that I don't about the Sabres, I can't tell you, Marty, how many times I have said to them, let me tell you, coaching is the least of my concerns.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm not going to allow myself to circle back on that and all of a sudden feel like it is a concern.
I was just posing the question. I don't
know.
I'm not saying I agree with my own question, but I'm just posing.
That's me every day when I push you, but we're going to do it blank style. Fill in the blank style as we continue Sabres Live right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.